Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is US Healthcare. This is a hot topic at the moment here in the US, so I think it's important to hear some of the details in a podcast. US Healthcare. You have probably heard that President Barack Obama signed into law his medical reform bill. Obamacare is its nickname. Some people are very excited about this new development, and other people are not. The question of whether the US needs universal health care has been debated for months. The government has been split about the idea. Democrats, in general, are in favour of it, but Republicans have not wanted it. The main problem is cost. The US spends more on healthcare than any other country. There are lots of federal programs that help people receive healthcare. The two biggest ones are Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare supplies low-cost health insurance to the elderly and disabled, while Medicaid is for the poor. All of these programs are very expensive to run, and yet not everybody is covered. There are millions who have no healthcare coverage. Even those who can afford health insurance are not guaranteed help for all of their needs. Some who have a pre-existing condition are refused help for that illness. Another problem has been the huge expense of medicine in this country. Lots of people actually go to Canada to buy cheaper medicine. Regulations need to be made on how much pharmaceutical companies can charge for their products. Historically, costs have also risen because of the many malpractice lawsuits, and the legal system allows huge sums of money to be paid in compensation. This has driven up costs in general. There is a lot of work to be done in the government to make the system fair. I suppose healthcare systems always need to be monitored and improved. Personally, I agree with universal healthcare coverage. It must be absolutely dreadful to be in a position where you cannot get medical care for your own children or other loved ones. Plus, a healthy nation is a productive one. Mind you, I can also see the Republicans' concerns about big government and too much taxing of citizens. The central question is, as far as I can see, a person's right to have health care. It's a moral question, not just a financial one. So it becomes a little more complicated. Perhaps if the government is smart about the details, this could be the beginning of a very good thing. Okay, let's have a look at the grammar notes. I know this podcast is a little challenging with some of the vocabulary, so let me go over some of it. Universal coverage. When we say universal coverage, there are two things. Coverage comes from the verb to cover, and it refers to insurance paying for medical treatment. It's like the covering, but we use the word coverage. It's how the insurance companies that we pay every month will eventually pay for our medical treatment when we need it. And then universal, of course, refers to the whole country or all people. So universal coverage. Let's look at number one. Universal coverage is when everyone is covered or has access to something. Well, health insurance is obviously what we pay for on a regular basis, just like accident insurance for our cars, we're paying for our health. Number two, people pay health insurance companies every month, the same way we pay car insurance companies. People pay health insurance companies every month, the same way we pay car insurance companies. Pharmaceutical. Okay, this is one of those words that sounds like it begins with an F, but it begins with a PH. Pharmaceutical, from the word pharmacy, to do with medicines. These are the companies that produce medicines and different drugs. Number three, the pharmaceutical companies are very wealthy and have a lot of power. The pharmaceutical companies are very wealthy and have a lot of power. Finally, number four, the verb to reform. Now, if you examine this word, you can see that the very beginning, the RE, the prefix, points to doing something again. So you're actually saying to form again, to change from what it was to something better. And that's what reform means. It's to improve. Number four, the health system is being reformed. It is being changed and updated. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thank you again for joining me. Feel free to send me an email if you have a question to acupofenglish@hotmail.com. I'm on Qzone if you'd like to connect with me via my blog page, and also Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.